Happy Monday, Brooke.
Same to you, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. How about you?
Oh, hanging in there.
All right.
Ready for another week.
That's what you got to do. All right. In the cover story this week, speaking of someone who might say they're hanging in there, right, because the real estate market is kind of tough. So, you know, a difficult time to start a new job that's very high profile, a new executive director of the Las Cruces Association of Realtors.
Yes, Doris Nordenberg has come on board with the Las Cruces Association of Realtors. She's worked in different places around the country. She's worked in Michigan, Alabama, and Florida, running different organizations. So she's very experienced. She took a couple years off, and her husband went sailing. Very interesting, something they very much wanted to do as a life plan. And now she's back on the land and ready to hit the ground running again. The whole thing about the market being tough is very interesting, because it is. There's no doubt about it. But the realtors are happy to point out that they are seeing some progress. There are some points of light shining through the trees this year, as it were, and we're seeing volume is up somewhat. Prices have fluctuated some, depending on how you look at it, the average price and everything. But there's no doubt this has been a very hard several years, and this is an organization that has lost, like many have around the country, membership. If people have gotten out of the business or stopped paying dues for a membership. So she comes in to try to get things going. The gentleman before her, Isaac Chavez, has moved on to Vermont, where he's a state director. So, and he was very involved in politics and legislative ideas and that sort of stuff. And, you know, she said she hopes to keep that going. They'll have committees who do some of that, and they'll also be very active with supporting, you know, bills or laws or rules that they think help their members, or fighting against ones that don't.
So part of this is political advocacy. I would imagine another part of it involves marketing, the idea that home ownership is a good thing. I mean, at least at the national level, that's what I see from the advertisements that you see from the realtor group, that they want to promote home ownership. And quite frankly, right now, and if you can get a mortgage, it's an easy thing to promote, because in many cases, it's much lower than renting a similar place, to own a place.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Mortgage rates are, you know, just at all-time lows right now, and we are burning through, you know, the excess that's on the market, as it were, but there's still a lot of homes to choose from. So if you're someone who wants to buy and can get the approval, you know, the finances, boy, what a great time to get out there, and you can get a good home for a good price. And, you know, that is one thing that this, you know, organization tries to do, and that Doris will try to do, is sort of promote, you know, that get out there. Home ownership is a good thing. Buy your own home, have some equity, all that good stuff to go along with it. And also, they really want to try to point out that, you know, if the market isn't too bad, or at least in areas where it isn't too bad, because they fear that if, you know, if they hear a lot of negative publicity, people might not even try. But, you know, there's only so much you can do, because there has been, you know, it's just been a rough 4 years in many ways. But she's very energetic, very intelligent, seems like someone who really has this kind of position nailed down, who's done it a lot of times before. She's, you know, got some honors over the years in her job, so I think it's a good hire for Elkhart.
All right, very interesting. We'll read about that in today's Las Cruces Sun News, along with your weekly profile. And this week, you talked to an individual who knows my wife's favorite subject, precious gems.
Precious gems, there you go. Barry Fenn, his father used to run a gold mine in Sonora, Mexico, of all things. And that's where he got his love for rocks and precious stones and gems and everything. And it's just developed into a lifelong fascination. And now he has a store here in Las Cruces. It's at 3985 South Main Street in the Mesilla Park area. And it's called Fenn's Gems and Minerals Rock Shop.
Hmm.
And
this is not a jewelry store.
No, it's not a jewelry store. And this is a gentleman who's pretty much all his life has been out looking at rocks and digging things up, and
so some of the stuff you some of the stuff you see in the store might be made into jewelry.
Yeah. Oh, I would imagine so. But
uh-huh.
It's not a jewelry shop itself.
Okay.
And he's actually even known in this field, and sometimes people have come to the store to say, "Hey, it's Benny Fenn. We've heard of you." So, and he's just been doing this his whole life. He's 76 now, and he has this store open, and he's sold to, you know, wholesale mineral dealers and all that sort of stuff throughout the years, and been to, you know, obviously hundreds of shows and that sort of stuff over the years. So sort of an interesting guy, and he has two sons who expect to take over the store.
Wow.
One day. So it truly is a family business.
Very interesting. Okay. And what else is new this week?
All righty. One thing people might have noticed up on Telshore Boulevard is that the Power Center is finally open. There's that nice big building. It's at 2000 North Telshore Boulevard. This is a store that sells ATVs and scooters and brush cutters and different kinds of products like that. And for a long time, it was down on East Foster Road. Well, they've been building this new building. They wanted to have it open sooner than now, but there's been some delays, like there often are with construction. But it's open now, and it's three times the size of its other building, so it's allowed them to add merchandise and everything. And it's a 15,000 square foot building, and it's called the Power Center. Over on University, near where Starbucks is located, is the Members Valley Tap Room. And Members Valley Brewing is out of Deming, and they've opened this place over here. And it's a bar. They serve food. They're open 1 to 9 every day. And that's my what's new this week.
All right. And finally, in the Babbling Brook this week, we've heard about this quite a bit now in the last week, the potential for another recession in 2013. Of course, most people are familiar with the fact that the Bush tax cuts expire, and that's one reason why economists are concerned if those were allowed to expire, the effect on the economy. But also, there are a number, this is less publicized, a number of automatic budget cuts that will take place if there's not some kind of an agreement. And this will affect many, many, many different things that get federal funding, including public media.
Yep, public media, and then that's something near and dear to you, I know, and military as well. There's some steep cuts for them. And, yeah, these are things that are set to go in automatically if a budget agreement is not met. And, you know, with an election year, you kind of figure it's going to go down to the wire because probably nothing much is going to get done before the election. You know, that just seems to be my opinion, and I think a lot of people agree with me. It's just because nobody really wants to take a step until after the election's sussed out a little bit and we see which direction we're going and who's still in Congress and who isn't. And then, of course, the rest of the Congress will have till the winter session, the lame duckers even, to get something done. But you're hearing the R word, the recession word, coming off the lips of even Ben Bernanke anymore. So it's kind of scary right now.
Okay, and we'll read about that, maybe cry about that as we read it in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor. Brooke, thanks for being here.